Blog Talk Radio.
My God is God.
Good evening, my kingdom family on tonight. Amen. I'm excited tonight to see what the Father has in store for his kingdom, men and women of God on tonight. Amen. I just praise God for this opportunity just to be in the presence of the Most High God. I praise God for being with my kingdom family one more time. Amen. Looking up the song, say, our God is awesome. Amen. You know, I can't describe how awesome he is for you, and you can't describe how awesome he is for me. Amen. We have to describe how awesome he is in our own way on tonight. So we just want to give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We do honor our Pastor E. Hamilton, which he don't like us to do that, but I believe in give all of more honor his due and give him his flowers now so he might be able to enjoy him on tonight. So we do praise God. If you want to dial in on tonight, I pray that open up your heart, your mind, and your spirit that you might be able to receive whatever God has in store for me first and then for the body of Christ. Amen. Let's go into a quick prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence tonight, bound our head and humble heart. Father God, we come and say, Lord, we thank you on tonight. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, it just wouldn't be enough because you've been good, you've been grateful, you've been mercy to us. So we thank you, Father, that you Alpha Omega. You are the beginning up to the end. So we thank you tonight. God, I ask you, God, to bless the word. Come up out of my lips of clay tonight, oh God. It's a seasoned word. And Father God, I do give you praise and I do give you glory and I do give you honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I just thank God just one more opportunity. You know, the Bible said we had 10,000 tongues. It still wouldn't be enough because God been grateful. Hallelujah. You know, he kept us even to this appointed time. We know Sunday is going to be the last day in October. And even though we haven't made it there yet, but we praise God for Thursday. Amen. We praise God just for us being here on October 28th. We know some people did not make it, but God allowed you and me to cross over. So we just excited on tonight. Amen. And that's how I was studying on the word of God that came on last Thursday. But I thank God for always seeking God what he have a word for the body of Christ. Amen. The Bible said trust in the Lord and lean out to our own understanding. But he said his way, if we acknowledge him, he will direct our path. So I always seek God. What you have me to give for your people? Amen. I thank God that me and him have such a relationship that when I ask him, it don't take no long time for him to give me a word. You know, it's just like he downloaded quick. And I'm like, oh, wow. So the Bible said what? Who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us? I thank God that my ears is attended, connected to God's heart. Amen. Amen. Thank God I'm one of his servant, one of his disciples, one of his chosen daughter that been called out, been set aside. I'm a peculiar person. Come on, somebody. We are unique. Amen. But the word the Lord gave me on tonight, he said, being a good stewardship. Now, being a good stewardship is going to cause you and it's going to cost me something. Amen. Being a good stewardship is one who manages the property affairs of another. So a good stewardship is when someone appoints you, to be over something. Amen. It can be your job. It can be the apartment. It can be the house. It can be landscaping, whatever it is. That means that someone appoints us to manage it, the profit affairs of another, but they have to trust us first to see, can we handle it being a good stewardship? So God said the same thing. Come on, somebody. He said, before I promote you, I got to see, are you trustworthy? Are you honorable? Before I elevate you, we got to go through something. Come on, somebody. We got to be obedient. Come on. We got to pass the test. And we have to learn how to obey God. So being a good stewardship, that means somebody trusts in us. Come on, hallelujah. So God said, before I elevate you, I got to take you through the trial, take you through the fire. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. He said, and it's a property or theft of another. It is a gift. Ooh, ain't that good right there? But God give us a stewardship. He said, it's a gift. And we know that every perfect and good gift comes from who? Above. Amen. It is a gift, a property, trust, and commitment. Trust and commitment. We are tonight a guilty. We are done make vows. We done make covenant. We done make commitments to God. And some of us got to be real. We did break some of them. Come on. But if we broke the vows and the covenant, that means we can go back quickly and make it right. Amen. A stewardship is taking care of something like a large household or the arrangement for a group. An example. Now, how you going to take care of a large group? So, in other words, your director, our vice president, the man CEO say, I'm going to trust you over this group. And what happened is they have observed of such a time as this. That's good right there. Such a time as this, they had observed of, so they said, now, I'm going to put you over this large group, household, the arrangement for a group, an example of what stewardship is, the icon of making wise decisions. Oh, that's good right there, people. So, God, making wise decisions. So, what are you saying? Before we make any decision, we need to pray. We need to seek God, and we need to wait until God gives us the answer. See, some of us want to go up the head of God and make the decision without praying, without seeking God, and say, CEO, president, director, could you just give me maybe a couple of days, and I'll get back with you. See, we got to go into the upper room, and we got to sit before God and say, God, am I worthy to be a good stewardship? God, have I earned this position to be a good stewardship? And guess what the Father gonna say? Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful up and few, but come on up a little higher. Now I'm gonna make you a ruler over men. Ooh, ain't that good right there, y'all? Come on, somebody. It says, but a example for stewardship is the act of making wise decisions. A stewardship means the job of a supervisor are taking care of something such as an organization or property. Pastor E is over the Nine Network. Out of California. Pastor E didn't get there overnight. He had to go through the steps. Come on, somebody. Through the process. He had to get where he at because somebody saw him, and they said, we know you will be a good pastor over the Nine Network. You know what? Pastor E gave to the community. Come on, somebody. Every Sunday, he out there feeding the homeless. He giving away food, giving away clothes. That's what you call a good stewardship. But guess what? He didn't get there overnight. He had to go through the process. Woo! I'm about to holler, y'all. Come, this is good. God, that's a good God Almighty. It's at some point that we to be good as steward of money. God cannot trust everybody with money. Come on, somebody. Some of them got sticking hands. Some of them want to go in the pot, want to go in the bag, and we want to take a little something out. But God said, can I trust you to be a good steward of our money? Ooh, that money don't belong to us. It belongs to the kingdom of God and the people that put their money in. Amen. We take good care of it. Ooh. Oh, my God, that's good right there. Taking action, directed, practicing things on a daily basis. Okay, so you telling me I should be practicing how to be a good stewardship? Yes. You should be praying, seeking God, get you some reference, do a research on. God, I heard you say that you're going to elevate me to be a good stewardship. I want to be the best stewardship in the whole United States of America. God, I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to walk into a spirit of humility. God, teach me how to be a good stewardship. God, you can trust me. God, you can depend on me. God, I pray. God, I fast. God, I read my word. I turn my place down. I sell my cell phone. All of this. See, this is what a good stewardship. Count the cost. Are you willing to sacrifice something to become a good stewardship in the kingdom of God? It's on a daily basis. Daily basis. I'm working. I'm staying humble. I work in humility. I'm fasting. I'm praying because I'm finna be elevated to be a good stewardship. God, I want to be the one that you say, thou art worthy. I want to be the one to say, well done, that good and faithful. I want him to be pleased on me. So all of me to please God, I got to walk on a spirit of humility, total obedience. Come on, somebody. Woo! Can't let nothing sidetrack me. I can't get off focus. I can't get off course. I got to stay in my place and stay in my position. He said on daily place, a stewardship is set aside. Ooh! I'm going to clap right there. Set aside. That means when we are the call out one, we are the chosen one, we are the procured people. So God said, I got to set you aside such a time as this so I can pour my word in you. I can pour my revelation, pour my wisdom, pour my knowledge, pour love in you, pour humility, pour love in you that you will let nothing describe you. You will let nothing to put you on the love of Christ. You is so focused on being a good stewardship, I don't have time to get off course. Come on. I don't care, husband, I get up, wife, children, cash down. Listen, I'm going to deal with y'all later. Right now, I got to stay focused. I got to stay in this path because God told me daily. I got to seek God daily until I get that promotion. And when I get the promotion, I still got to continue to seek God because that's when the test going to come. God's going to test us and say, for you got that promotion. Oh, you walk in the spirit of humility. You were humble. You were meek and quiet, but now you arrogant. You got the big head. God said, the same way I promote you, baby, when I get rid, I can snatch the promotion. Come on, hallelujah. So we got to be careful when God elevates us to being a good stewardship, then we continue to walk on spirit of humility. Huh, my God. Ooh, ha, yabo, she, hon, that abo, say. He said, and we give money to the church, to the charity, feed the homeless, feed the poor, clothe the naked. Come on, somebody. He said, I'm giving you this money so you can take care of my people of God. That's why I'm a God person with a fee, a great amount of money. We should be seeking God. God, who should, if you're up on the ministry, give your 10%. I just told God on tonight, I promise I was in prayer. And God spoke to me and said, by the end of January, he said, something's going to happen for me. And I said, God, you can trust me. When you give me this money, I'm going to pay 20% of tithes. Then I'm going to pray and seek you. Who should I put my seed in some good ground? I said, God, you can trust me. See, I'm already planning what I'm going to do with the money before I get it. So what you're saying, I already praise God. I got a plan. I got a vision. I already know what I'm going to do with it. Give me the money. The money's not for me. He said, give seed to the soil. The sow the seed. Back into the good ground. As I sow the seed, God said, more money going to come. But he said, can I trust you? Oh, my God. Yeah, more on my Sunday. God said, can he trust us when he give us this access? He gave us access to the kingdom of God. Woo, somebody better help me tonight. I'm about to run. He said good stewardship is someone who is appointed by their pastor to help in the church. Qualified? Woo. Faithfulness, trustworthy, loyalty, dependable, and devoted. Woo. So don't get upset when God speak to your pastor and say, it's time now for Pastor Terry, come on, for Virginia, to be elevated, to be a good steward. Why? Because I just read the qualification. So don't get upset. You could have did the same thing, but you allowed somebody to distract you. It's only three things: person, place, or thing. Ooh, the Bible says you ran the race well, but who you let be with you? Ooh, oh my God, I'm telling you, this boy is so good, y'all. I promise you, I don't know what to do right now. He said, and devoted a good steward, follow on thoughts on their commitment. Quality or a faithful stewardship, believing and understanding that everything you have belongs to God. And with every decision you make, look first to how you can serve the Lord always. Investment. The thing he trusts you with. Tonight, my kingdom, my women to be in God. Can God trust you tonight? Are you worthy? Have you earned the elevation of becoming a good sonship? I just read to you what he said. He said, this is your pastor going to look at this right here. He the pastor been serving you 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. He's been serving you. And he said, ooh, they have did all of this. I watched them. They were held faithful in Bible study. Prayer me. They was held faithful. When I asked them to do something, they did it. I asked them to sweep the floor, mop the floor, clean the bed. They did it without a moment in work. So he said, now it's time for them to be elevated, to be a good stewardship in the kingdom of God. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward? Whom is Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat? Ooh. Blessed is that servant and whose master found him doing. Jesus called us to feed who are hungry. Now is the time. Uh-oh. Hear me good. October 28, 2021, 8:23 p.m., 6:23 California time, the Spirit of the Lord said, now is the time for us to come together. Woo! If you ever want a supernatural move of God, I dare you, come together. The Bible said one can put a thousand to flight, two can put 10,000. So imagine if we come together, such an impact, such a supernatural move of God will take place. We can encourage each other. We can help the one that has been appointed to be a good sonship. So what you saying? How can I serve Pastor Terry? God says she is trying to be elevated. So I need to serve her so God can elevate me. Call somebody. I need to ask her, Pastor Terry, what did you do to earn this degree, this elevation, this promotion? If Pastor Terry going to say, well, I had to have some qualified first, she going to say, I had to be faithful, trustworthy, loyalty, dependable, devoted. That's what she going to say. And then God say, mm-hmm, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come up a little higher. I'm going to make you a ruler over many. But God said, I can trust her. You know why he should trust her? Because God said her heart is right. Tonight is our heart right? Right now, tonight, is our heart right with God? Are we in the right place right now that God said it's time for you to be elevated into a good sonship? Ooh, cost you worry. Ain't that real good? Hallelujah. He said, that portion of me, blessed is that servant whose matter find him doing. Jesus called us to feed who are hungry. Uh-oh. When the last time you fed somebody that was hungry? Think about it. Now is the time for us to come together as followers of Jesus Christ, as followers of his disciples. Amen. Of Jesus sustaining families for today and equipping them to put on their own table for tomorrow. The gospel teaches us that all are sinful and need to be saved from the wrath of God. This man was given the chance. God give all of us a chance. Turn from your wicked way. Turn from your evil way. Repent now, because the kingdom of God is what? At hand. He said he gives. Give it. Give it. Give it. I'm continuing to give it. I'm giving. I'm giving. Repent now, for the kingdom of God at hand. Some of us don't want to repent. Some of us don't want to turn. Some of us don't want to change. Come on, somebody. We stiff-necked, we hard-headed, we stubborn, we rebellious. We is a goat, not a sheep. A goat bucked against the truth, the gospel. Tonight, we know anybody on this line tonight is a goat. Come on, somebody. We are sheep. And sheep follow. And as scourge, he will not follow, but he follow by the Spirit of God. Amen. A sheep know the voice of his father. He know the voice of his Lord, of his God, and Jesus Christ. And he said, I ain't following that spirit, because that spirit is not of God. Come on. I refuse to go astray. I'm staying on the straight and the narrow road. I'm too close to the finish line now. Hallelujah. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. He said, it's more than one thing, and I will make thee a ruler over many things. Now, when God speak to us, Jesus saying that, well done. I don't know about you all, but I want to hear my dad and say, well done, Lisa, that good and faithful servant. Over a few things. He said, but now I will make thee ruler over many things, many nations, many countries, many cities. That's what God would do for us. But we have to earn it. Count the cost up. What you want to sacrifice tonight so God can say, oh, she is my good stewardship. Come on, somebody. He said, God said, then he said, well, he's blessed, I'm making curse. Come on, somebody. God said, who he elevate, take no man, bring us down. Because God said, I gave you the promotion. I bless you. I gave it. I did. So what God give us, he give his children good gifts. Come on, somebody. Tonight, can God call you one of his good stewardship? Come on. Do your pastor see that you've been faithful, you've been working diligently in the ministry? Come on. And now he say it's time for you to be a good stewardship. What you saying? I want to desire for you to be over the pastoral, the minister music. I want you to be over the prophetic class, the evangelist class. So what he said, you in charge. Mm-hmm. So he said, don't come to me unless there's something that you can't handle. Now, I'm trustworthy you enough to put you in this position. So what God is saying, now I know that you've grown up. I know that you are mature. So I need you to measure this class, this group of people, because you qualify. Ooh, that's good right there. Come on, somebody. So when God put us in a position, we don't need to be having no pity party. I don't know what to do. He said, prepare yourself. You should have been already prepared. God's been telling you for months and months and months and months. Yeah, I'm going to elevate you. You're going to be promoted. Start studying. Start preparing. Start reading. Start digesting. Start fasting. Start praying. Start seeking me. See, before God gives us anything, he speaks to us in that little soft voice. Hallelujah. I'm almost done, y'all. We're going to go to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at verse 14. I'm almost done. Amen. St. Matthew 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is a man travailing into a far country, who called his own servant and delivered unto them his good. Amen. Verse 15 said, unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his servant abilities. Servant ability. Did you have the ability to be a good stewardship? Do you have the ability to be a good pastor, a good prophet, a good evangelist, a good teacher, mother, missionary, bishop, overseer? Or do you have enough abilities? And straightway, he took his journey. Come on, somebody. Wise and the foolish virgin. Tonight, which are you? I'm a wise. I'm a wise, honey. Come on. I like building. Come on. I like turn my body down. Coco Robert told me, what's up a man sowing, so I also reap. I don't want to reap nothing but some good seeds. So I'm asking God, work on Lisa every day. Work on me, God. Anything in me, God, I need you to detox me. Take it out. That's why he said, repent now. For the kingdom of God is at hand. We should repent daily. Because the thought might have came to our mind. We might not speak it out, but the thought was running out of our mind. If you didn't remit, catch that thought down, you'd find yourself being somewhere where you don't want to be at. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 16 said, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. Verse 17. And likewise he that had received 2, and he also gained others 2. That means he received 10,000 and 500 earned. He earned 10,000 and 500. Because he also gained the other 2. Ain't that something? Verse 18. But he that had received 1 went and dig in the earth, hid his Lord's money, and he came up with $5,280 because he mastered. Ain't that something? Verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of those servants continued to comment, and reconciled with them. Check yourself. When the last time we witnessed somebody and we reconciled with them? When we made things right, people said, God, come on, somebody. See, you can't get your blessing if you hold a sword against your heart, against anybody. God say, well, if you got parts of your sister, your brother, he said, you go to them in love. And then leave it at the altar. Leave it at the foot of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 20, and so he that had received 5 talents came and bought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thy deliverance unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained. Hallelujah. Hold on. Let me slow down some. Thank you, Father. And so he had received 5 talents, came and bought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thy deliver unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. Verse 20, my last one. His Lord said unto him, well done. This is Jesus speaking. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. I'm going to read verse 22. This is going to be my last one. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thy deliverance unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. See, that's what happened. See, look what he did. Now, he received 2 more talents, but Jesus had to trust him. He had to prove to Jesus that he was faithful. Because I just read about that, but he said, those would be faithful of a few things, I'll raise you up. So tonight, God said, tonight, are we ready to be raised up? Are we ready to go out and get all these talents, and then we let God add to the talents on tonight? Jesus at the talent. So Jesus said tonight, I'm ready to raise women, men of God up to be a good stewardship. But he said, are you worthy of me to raise you up to be a good stewardship? Being a good stewardship, you got to earn it. It ain't going to come overnight. It's a process. It's a making. Amen. That means even God has to sit and observe us and see, are we ready to be a good stewardship? Come on, somebody. You know, if you have not been faithful, been dedicated, you have not been committed, you have not been loyalty. And then number one, God has to trust us to put us in a position of being a good stewardship, because God said, why should I put you over this $1 million of business when I can't trust you with $100? Come on, somebody. What you gonna do? See, some of us are being fooled right now. God's doing $1 million right now. We won't know what to do with it. You know what? Because some of us is not in the right place. We're not in position. Our mind has not been transformed. Our mind has not been renewed. So we are going to throw all that money away. And guess what? We have our money in a brown bag. It got holes in it. You look in that bag, all the money done went out. We have to be careful in this season right here, that who we connect ourselves with. Come on, somebody. Who over us? Come on. Amen. You up on a ministry. Your pastor, he should be growing. There should be fruits on him. How can a pastor grow? Because we begin to encourage the pastor. We push the vision. Come on, somebody. Then the Bible says what? One plant, one water. God get an increase. We should be doing that with other pastors. Amen. We should every day warden. Come on, come in behind me. Okay, I don't plant the seed. Now, who going to put the water? Who going to put the fertilizer? Who going to continue to watch it? If you got any little roots growing up, who going to go out and pull them up, pluck them up, so it can continue to grow? We should be doing that so our pastor can say it's time for you to be elevated, to be a good stewardship. Come on, are we worthy tonight? Are we in the right place? Are we in the right position so God can say that about us on tonight? Come on, somebody. We need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Not on our own. We don't wreck other people. Come on. It's time now that we must stay in a place, stand in position, and don't allow our own self, our own emotions to get us out of our place. Come on. It can easily happen. You can easily get out your place, your position, because you're connected with the wrong person. Come on. The Bible says even our phone call is supposed to be edifying to one another, edifying for the body of Christ. We should put a phone gossiping and talk about nobody. We should not let nobody call our phone, talk about nobody. How can you say you're a kingdom man of God, kingdom woman of God? That means you build. You don't tear down. You don't destroy it. Come on. And don't allow nobody to call you, text you, email you, whatever. Nah, kill it. So, sister. Brother. We've been to fast. We've been to pray right now. False cussing our brother. The Bible says, am I that brother keeper? Am I that sister keeper? Come on. Some of us can't keep no secrets. People tell you, I'm coming to you and seeking a confidential. I want you to pray and fast for me. I'm going through this. And we can't wait. Before we got the phone, we started texting a message. Oh, girl, I'm on the phone with so-and-so right now. And girl, she's going through this right here. See? God said how he looked low. God recorded every conversation. He hear everything. He know the thoughts. He know the plan. What we finna do before we even do it. He already knows. God, no, can I trust you? Tonight, can we trust the process to be elevated, to be a good stewardship? Come on. Are we qualified? Do we got the qualification? Do we have the potential to be a good stewardship? Come on. Can God say tonight about you, well done, thy good and faithful servant? Can he say that about us on this line tonight? I want God to say it about me. Every day I'm working on Lisa. Me. Work on me, God. Anything in me, none of you, God, take it out. Go to the root. I don't want you to just chop it down. Go to the root of this thing. Whatever's in me, I want you to get the act. I want you to cut it down. I want you to cut till you get to the root, and then I want to burn it. I don't want to put the root on the side because it might start growing back. Uh-oh. Tonight, in my closing, are me, a good stewardship? Have you earned your degree in being a good stewardship? Can your pastor count on you to be a good stewardship? He put you in a position? Are you going to work diligent? Are you going to complain? Are you going to find something about somebody? Don't you know when he put you over some people, people going to be in that group that might be got some issues, might be some dysfunctional people. But don't you know God said you well qualified for that? Come on. He would never put you there if he know you couldn't handle it. Come on, somebody. God said, I will put no more on you than you can bear. Some of us don't want to bear nothing. We don't want to go through things. We want everything. It's a popcorn. Did he tell Peter, after you had suffered a while? He didn't tell Peter how long he was going to suffer, did he? He said, after you had suffered a little while, Peter, what he told Peter? I'm going to settle you. I'm going to establish you. But Peter, you got to suffer first. Those that suffer with God shall reign with him. Oh, you wouldn't have suffered for Christ's sake? Don't suffer because of something that you don't did now. I say, are you willing to suffer for Christ's sake? Those that suffer with him shall reign with him. I hope this word has blessed you all tonight. I promise you, this word was so good. I was on the edge of my seat. I want to run in my own heart, scream and holler to God what you say. I want God to say, Lisa, I'm going to make you a good stewardship. Because all them qualifications that I read, I want God to say it about me. So what you have to do, he said daily, we have to work on ourselves. Amen. In my closing tonight, examine yourself. Start working on yourself daily. So God get ready to promote you to be a good stewardship. God's going to put you over property. God's going to put you over business. God's going to put you over a ministry. But God said, but first of all, you got to be a good stewardship. Then he said, are you worthy of this position? Holly is worthy to be paid. We're supposed to pay the men of God. We can't pay to put in the gospel, but we're supposed to pay them. Our job is to make sure that pastor don't like nothing. Come on, somebody. But some of us say, I ain't doing that. He do that. He said, uh-uh. The more you bless your pastor, the more God going to bless you. What he said, you may have a pastor eat. God said, somebody will make it happen for you. Much is given, much is required. God bless you. This time is in your hands, Pastor E, Pastor Terry. God bless you. I'm done and I'm finished. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My beautiful sister, Prophet.
Yes.
I'm over here just blowing my earbuds off. This message was hot.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I tell you. Being a good steward, but you know what? You just said something. Examining ourselves. And
yes.
I had to say, that's a constant state of self-examining. Not yesterday, but right now. I constantly have to examine myself. And I have to examine myself by the characteristics of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What would Jesus do? My sister, you put it down. You put it down tonight. God wants us to be a good steward, but I love what you said.
Yes, he does.
Who have you had today, lately? Not today, but lately.
My God.
I was just like, my God, you know, because in these times right now, there's so many people that's in need. Some of them are in need of a word just to tell them that God loves them, and so do we. And they need to know that we, as believers, we're there for them, no matter what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, like, when we're believers, that's what he said, die to ourselves. When we die to ourselves, and that's a constant process, too, dying to ourselves, then he comes up. And that's our characteristics that show. I praise God for you because I know last week, but I thank God that you were yes to this fourth Thursday because this message, God's timing is always right. We have to say it. His timing is always right. It may not be supposed to have been released last week, so it must have been for this fourth Thursday.
Amen.
So I praise God for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Keep preaching his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. What's going on, Prophet Lisa, in your ministry?
Amen.
Well, amen, Pastor E. Listen,
good evening,
my brother.
Pastor
how
E. Amen.
How are you? How are the women of God doing this evening?
Oh, man, awesome.
I'm blessed. She just blessed my ears,
that,
Pastor E.
That word
that
shooting out
hot.
You like fire.
Hot.
That was hot.
Wasn't it hot? And it was on time, and it was so fitting. It was sitting, too.
Yeah, we got some
glory
hot word
to
on Women Speak Now and Be Heard Tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, let's open up the lines. Oh, I see someone has already dialed one. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now. Come on in and bless the woman of God.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Good evening. Well, how are you, Pastor E?
I am blessed. This weather out here is hot and then cold, so my sinuses is all over the place, but I am perfect in the Lord.
Yes, I saw you on yesterday in that big, that's the biggest jet I ever seen in my life. And I saw your friend on
Amen.
There, too.
Amen.
Prophetess Lisa.
Yes, yes. Miss my sister.
How you doing? How are you, my sister?
I am wonderful.
Praise
God. I'm great.
Well, look, I called to give you a shout out.
Oh, praise God.
I want to give you a shout out for what I did here. It was awesome. Right off the press.
Amen.
Was right off the press. That was just right down out of heaven, my sister. Are you hearing me?
Amen. Yes, yes, I hear you. Yes.
And I want to say this to you tonight.
Amen.
I want to say this to you tonight. Let me give you a word of encouragement, okay?
Thank you.
I love you.
Amen. Love you too.
And I want to say to you, keep teaching and preaching the word of God. Don't you turn to the left nor to the right. But
Amen.
Still that straight path. Because God got you, my sister. God got you. And when you bring a word, I listen to you. You bring such an awesome word.
Amen.
And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to preach Jesus. He wants us to preach the word. He don't want us to compromise. He don't want us to sugarcoat. He wants us to bring nothing but the word. And when you bring forth the word, people's going to get delivered. People's going to get saved. People's going to get healed. And people's going to get set free. Are you hearing
me? Amen. Yes, I hear you.
Keep on doing what you're doing. Don't you stop.
Amen.
Don't you quit.
Amen.
You know, Luke 18:1, where the woman came to the unjust judge. And she said, oh, this is my adversary.
Yes, yes.
And he told her, I don't fear you, nor do I fear me. But she kept going back, and she kept going back, and she kept going back. Until he got tired. He was He had to give in to it. Sister, you keep going, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will. Thank you. Thank
keep
you for the encouragement.
The word of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Evangelist.
Anytime,
I appreciate you.
I really love you.
Thank I love you more. Yes, I love you too.
No, I
appreciate
love
you
more.
So much.
I love
Amen.
You more.
Okay, y'all
love
y'all
you
go ahead and have a love fight.
Good night. Good night to all.
All right. Good night, Evangelist.
Thank you so much, Evangelist. I appreciate you.
We still got about 9 minutes. If there's someone else out there that wants to connect with Prophetess Dot One, and maybe that one person out there that heard a word tonight that has shaken you, and you want to know more about Jesus, you're in the right place.
Amen.
You can dial one. We will bring you in. It doesn't have to be live. It can be in our green room, or you can ask us anything. And I believe with the team we have here that we can give you all the answers you need. Area code 559, last 4, 6770. You're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Lord bless you, man of God. Lord bless you, woman of God. Lord bless you, daughter of God. I thank
bless
God
you.
For this, the privilege. This is Pastor Vines. I missed last week, but I bless and praise God for the opportunity to be able to hear on tonight. And
amen.
Especially the word about servitude. And it just, you know, it does something to me when I hear that word servitude, because that's where we all ought to be, in a place of servitude from the pulpit on down, to where we have no respect of where we choose. We can't cherry pick when we want to serve or how we want to serve. The Lord says we're to minister to all. And, you know, and we have to be willing to do that regardless of what the task may be. And it is a blessing to hear that. And it just made me think about how in this generation today, in which is coming up, how they want the blessings, but they don't want to serve to get the blessings. And that is something that has been so disturbing to my spirit. And I just continually pray the Lord that the eyes be open, just as Elisha prayed for his servant's eyes to be open when he asked, what should we do? We're surrounded. What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And he let him know that we already have a heavenly host that is there around us. And that's what this generation needs to learn and come to understand, that we have something to look forward to. We have somebody who's watching over us and who wants to bless us. And so it is a blessing to hear you, daughter of God, share the word of God and express about servitude. And I loved how you kept reiterating that, because it seems like we're made to feel wrong when we keep reiterating something. God is wanting somebody to hear something, so it has to be repetitive for us to keep in the ear of those who have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. So you keep and stay encouraged in the Lord, and know that I love you dearly, and I appreciate you letting me know that you on again tonight. I definitely did not want to miss hearing a word, because I always need a word and always look to be edified and encouraged myself, so and inspired and reminded of some things, especially when we get into this flesh and we feel like, you know, Lord, I'm doing more than enough, and we get to feeling ourselves, and the Lord lets you know it's about the servitude, about serving the people and being a servant to the people, and that then to whom much is given, much is required. So I thank God for this time, this moment. And Pastor E, we're going to have to connect. Yeah, I know we said this some time ago,
sir.
But we're going to have to really connect.
Yes, sir.
You know, make that a legitimate connection. And I look forward
to
that.
Amen. I'm in agreement. I do too, sir. And we are too close, as a matter of fact. We're closer than she is.
Too close.
She talks to me more than I do. So, we got to fix that. We got to fix that. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bless you, man of God.
Bless you, sir.
And you know, I just to piggyback, that's a big thing that's going on in churches, is that there's a lot of leaders that want to point fingers and tell people which way to go, but don't want to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I believe that all of us, no matter the title, no matter the degree, no matter the experience, no matter what it is, he told us all to go ye therefore and make disciples. And it wasn't by our way, but about his way. And if I know anything about Jesus, he served his entire life on earth. And he also told us that if we believe in him, we could do also the greater works that we could do. So servanthood is something that, excuse me, servanthood is something mm-hmm. I'm on myself about daily. And I know a lot of people can say, well, Pastor, I work at it to stay servant in the servant mindset, because it's very easy. If we could be a little transparent, it's very easy when you mm-hmm. have people following you and having people trusting in you and listening to you to not tilt a little bit if you do not hold yourself accountable. So it's an awesome word. Continue to wake us up. Continue to shake us up and give us a word that we can continue to share with the body.
Amen.
Come on, we got one more minute. Anybody else out there want to get involved in the conversation, dial one. There may be that other person that needs prayer tonight. We are a praying network. We don't believe in praying for. We believe in praying with. The Bible says we're to agree on anything concerning anything on this earth. Our Father in heaven will do it because Jesus has went before us for that reason. So if you need prayer, dial one. If you just want to talk and connect with prophetess, dial one also. Amen. Well, that seems that we have completed our mission tonight. Prophetess, you have done well and awesome job, and thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. We come to say, Father God, we thank you for an active word. We thank you for a now word. Father God, allow this word, God, to begin to go inside of us and begin to absorb in us, God. Let this word begin to penetrate, multiply in us. And let us examine ourselves on tonight, the Bible, the word of God tonight, that we should daily, hallelujah, examine ourselves and see are we worthy to become a good steward in the kingdom of God. God, I ask you to bless everyone that dialed in tonight, even the one that not press one. I ask you to bless them and keep them, and I cover everybody on tonight upon the sound of the voice, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you ever a maker. You are the beginning to the end. Father God, that you said in your word that you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us. And that we say thank you. And Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We seal this prayer tonight in the blood of Jesus, and we thank you again, and we say hallelujah is the highest praise. I love you all. Everyone have a good weekend and a blessed weekend, and stay safe. And I love you all. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Good night, family.